USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American embassy staffers in Afghanistan accused the Biden administration of betrayal after they were advised to head to the airport, but instead suffered a brutal experience without protection. Now the Biden administration is being accused of smokescreening the Afghanistan evacuation debacle under the ruse of coronavirus leaks. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Medical advice is sacred. It should not be used to distract from headlines. And if you look at what happened within hours of the viral video of the Afghan airport, the White House leaked to the New York Times and Washington Post that they were going to announce the next day boosters for all Americans, despite no evidence to support that it reduces severe illness, and without any CDC or FDA guidance on it.
The embassy memo was sent Saturday, a day before at least seven people, including a young child, were crushed to death in Kabul's chaos. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.